Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my partner in crime,
Bam the Beaner.
I'm at For the Villain. How you doing today, Adam?
Doing great, but I have all 10 fingers. I didn't lose any fingers.
I was going to say that, dude.
I didn't lose any body parts.
That's awesome, dude. Always good?
Yeah,
how good. Was your 4th of July?
I just chilled, man. I was just painting my miniatures.
Go ahead. Go for it. Well, continue.
Like games. We play these board games. And
Warhammer. Warhammer is a big one.
Yeah, like that. But like different games come with miniatures, and they're not painted. So we spray paint them. We
give it like a base coat.
A base coat? Spray of white, and then we just start painting them. So.
You guys are using the acrylic oil or the
P3s,
like the model glue?
Yeah,
type of shit?
Like the P3s and all that.
Do you have
shit?
The fucking giant fucking magnifying glass?
No, I need one though. It's hard. They're small, dude.
What game is this, dude?
This is the Battle Lords. There's a shitload of pieces.
That was the one you reviewed last week, right? Okay.
So we're painting them in little groups. That's fun.
Not bad, dude. You and
yeah, Margo does the touch up, like
oh, because you're
just the highlights.
And oh, but she's good. She's
like I'm
artistic.
Just a fucking fat kid with a crayon, just coloring.
And she's
everything.
More detail oriented. Yeah, well, her art's pretty dope, dude. That yeah. Batman in your room is
painting
sick, dude.
Is terrible for me.
Oh, that's cool, man. Well, it gives you guys something to do, and it's fucking quality time, right?
Yeah.
Unless she hates doing it. She's like, I fucking
I told
you
fucking paint this color.
Awesome,
slap,
man.
Slap.
She's been fucking putting you in check.
Yeah,
dude.
She's the one slapping me.
I know, man. All right, cool, dude.
How's yours?
Mine was good, dude. It was a simple here barbecued. Saturday, I picked up some hot links, and I wanted chili dogs. So barbecued some hot links, chili dogged it up, made my jalapeno poppers again, bacon wrap jalapeno poppers. Made some fries and then literally chili cheese fries too. So I got stuffed off of one dog, but they were fat links, so that was good. And then Sunday, head off Friday. Sunday, my niece came by, barbecued again that day. I saw that and
oh nice
and chill, dude. And I played softball yesterday. Back to the grind after a 3-day weekend. And yeah,
how was your softball game?
We got beat up last night, dude. We were doing good. We were down by 3 the whole game, and then the last inning, fucking, they scored 10 runs on us.
Fuck.
And by that point, I'm like, I had rotated with somebody, so rotating everyone, and we were just getting smashed.
Oh my god.
Their guys could hit though. I fucked up 2 plays when I was in the outfield too, though. Honestly, like there was one that was literally like a foot over my head. I misread that one. Another one was short. The dude backing me up, great player. He's like, dude. Fall back like it's coming back. I'm like, no, it's dropping. So like if I wanted to second guess it and ran forward, which I was initially doing, I wouldn't have slowed down and I could have made it. But I don't want to dive either. I don't want to fucking I'm not gonna hurt myself anymore, dude.
Health insurance,
exactly, dude. Yeah so we got smashed, dude. And then tonight got a softball game tonight at 7:45, so we'll see how that works out for me.
Wow.
I know, dude.
Busy man.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I love it though. Fuck it, you got anything else you want to add before we hit any articles?
The trend. Subway.
Ooh.
Don't take your kids to Subway.
Don't take your kids to Subway. Is it? Yeah.
Don't go there, guys.
That
so,
came out
today,
dude.
So Jared, what the hell is his last name?
Jared Subway.
Jared in jail for child porn.
Yeah, I heard it was somebody in his camp was the one who I guess was distributing it, and they back. They just want to make sure like he wasn't part of it, like he hasn't been locked up yet.
I heard Subway dropped his ass.
Oh well, yeah, so news like that. You're
fuck.
Pretty much. But if he's been spokesman for that long, like all that money he can use for lawyers now.
I guess.
Although dude. Fuck him, anyways.
That's disgusting shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
So
fuck him.
Don't eat at Subway, guys. They have a picture. It's fucking gross. Like one of those banners. It's in front of Subway. It says old one, and it had Jared, and then they had like this giant.
No,
foot-long sandwich. But it was like, it was an advertisement. It was like, it was an actual advertisement.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't
no.
Like fucking making fun of it. It was actually his face.
Yeah.
And he's leaning back and there's this giant fucking foot-long sub, dude. Like, wow.
Well, they have every right to pull him now,
that's
dude.
That's gross, dude.
Hey, yeah, fucking me. Fuck so, him again.
That's
dude.
In the that's in the news.
Yeah, what else came out today? Guy blew off. He died. He put a firework on his head and fucking, I guess, the explosion. It was one of those mortars.
Oh, my
mortars.
God.
And so the tubes where you go, dunk, and they just fucking launch up. put it on his head, launched it from his head, and fucking he killed himself. He was like 23, 24.
Not anymore.
So again, Darwin Awards, he deserves fucking, I mean, you know, I mentioned it last week, sometimes you kind of deserve the shit.
What an idiot.
So, man. Yeah, what else? I got news articles we can hit.
All right, go for it.
All right, man, report, woman attacks boyfriend after he refuses sex.
Okay, that okay. happens a lot, though.
It does, though. You except
don't get, the chick kills him because he said no.
Yeah, normally the opposite.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
An Augusta woman, and this is Augusta, Georgia, an Augusta woman was arrested after she attacked her boyfriend for refusing to have sex with her. Tabitha Lee Grooms, 35, came home around 11:30 p.m. on June 24th and attacked her boyfriend while he was sitting on the couch. According to a Richmond County Sheriff's Office incident report, of course, she said she was angry with him that he refused her advances earlier in that day. So she scratched him on the face, head, and neck, then bit him on the arm. Jesus. He ran into the bathroom and called 911.
She's a crazy bitch.
Of course, yeah.
Get off the couch and stick your dick in me.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Scratch, 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 knife comes out.
Okay, I wanted to print out a picture. It didn't print out. Broad was beat the fuck up to the point where it's like, if you're better off not printing out this picture. So I would have refused sex with her too, dude.
It's right over us.
When deputies responded to the house on Heen Drive, Grooms would not give her name at first and threatened to run over a deputy with a baby stroller. She's a classy bitch.
Jesus. With the baby in it.
No shit. According to the incident report, West Georgia, I wouldn't doubt it. She admitted she had been drinking. Grooms also punched her 66-year-old mother in the eye during the oral ordeal.
She just needs to go to jail.
Yeah, I agree.
Go cool off, fucking Hulk.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because she...
My pussy is wet and you need to get in here. Nope. But watch TV, love.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Couple forced 14-year-old girl to live in woods because she ate a Pop-Tart.
Is she fat?
I don't know.
Maybe it was like
when
one of
they
those...
when they have articles about kids, they don't normally don't
okay. maybe,
put pictures.
Maybe she's like a little tubby girl and
they were trying to put her,
girl. Put her on a diet.
This one came out 7/7. So today, a South Carolina married couple was accused of forcing their 14-year-old daughter to live in the woods because she ate a Pop-Tart. Crystal Lynn Driggers, 36, and James Allen Driggers, 33, of Dalzell, were arrested on Friday at night after they allegedly made the girl set up a tent in an area known to have wild hogs.
Nice.
According to news released from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office.
What was it, the last part? The last tart?
The last Pop-Tart?
Yeah, I mean, it was the last one.
But
she
you mentioned
ate
a
it.
Good point. She was a tubby girl.
Maybe she was a little tubby.
Maybe she needed a diet, dude.
You go out there and you fight those hogs. Bitch, you work off
you
that
need to work
fucking,
off, yeah,
that fucking Pop-Tart.
According to Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart, I can't even say it right.
According to cops, the girl endured the punishment for 2 straight days before sheriff's deputies intervened. Yes.
Wow.
How's that for nuts, dude?
Has anybody seen Tubby? Tubby.
2 days, dude.
Fighting
14-year-old
fucking
girl,
hogs, dude.
The teen got only a roll of toilet paper, a flashlight, a whistle, and a watch from her parents, authorities alleged.
Okay.
She had to meet a family member at specific times of the day if she wanted any food, according to releases.
They gave her some toilet paper and a flashlight. It could have been a nice little camping trip.
Okay, let me continue.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that. Dalzell was battered by severe thunderstorms on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
One of the 2 days the teen was forced to live in a tent, the release said.
Here's a fucking giant metal rod. What do I do with this?
Hold it in your hand.
When it's raining, just go outside with it.
Authorities also alleged the girl was banned from entering her house last month between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. That's all day, literally.
Dude. Fuck, dude.
That's a fucking typical work shift, dude.
Yeah, exactly. They're inside doing... They're probably making
the druggies. Or
they're probably making meth in the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
yeah, yeah. She could, pretty much. She couldn't return for any reason. Sheriff's office spokesperson Brad Bunch told NBC News not to get a drink, not to use the bathroom, nothing. Both parents were charged with child neglect. Good. Nice. Dobo has 5 children. The sheriff's department told the Huffington Post that as of Tuesday morning, all 5 are in emergency protective
good.
Custody with the South Carolina Department
Stupid
of Social
fucking
Services.
People, man.
What the fuck,
what
dude?
What the fuck, bro?
Terrible
you know
parents
what?
Out there.
That Pop-Tart is probably supposed to be cut in 5 ways for all the kids, and she just fucking ate the whole thing. Out!
You could be, dude.
On your own.
Especially if they're making meth in the middle of the night.
I'll see you next month, bitch.
Yeah. All right, so this one happened this weekend. Alligator kills swimmer in Texas.
Oh, I think I saw a video of something else about
that. Okay.
Not this one.
There was a video up, though. Anyways. A man swimming late night in a Texas bayou died after an alligator attacked him in what was reported the state's first betel gator attack in roughly two centuries. That's a long fucking time.
He was swimming in like a swamp, right, or something?
Again, Darwin's Law.
Don't. What are you swimming in there for, exactly, dude? Go to your pool.
Tommy Woodward, 28, jumped into a marina early Friday morning along the bayou in the city of Orange near the Louisiana border, despite a sign that said "No swimming, alligator."
Swimming with alligators? No, okay,
I know, right? Yeah. CNN reported. The marina owner said the warning went up recently after the reptile was spotted lurking in the water. Reports said it measured 10 to 12 feet in length.
Oh my god,
that's a huge fucking alligator, dude.
Fucking prehistoric, dude.
Totally, just about, dude. The marina's owner said to employees, urged Woodward not to go in the water, but he ignored them, according to CNN. Soon after, the alligator grabbed hold of him and dragged him under water.
Oh, fuck you, guys.
Gargle, gargle, gargle. That's exactly what happened, dude. A witness saw Woodward floating face down before the alligator pulled him under again.
Oh.
Woodward's girlfriend scrambled into the water when he screamed for help. So good on her for... That's my boyfriend getting eaten alive.
Hey, fucker. I'm supposed to kill him.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm supposed to nag him to death. A game warden in a boat found Woodward's body around 4:30 a.m., about 200 yards from the attack site. His left arm had been bitten, and there were puncture wounds on his chest. So this one came out 7/4, so literally 4th of July. Today, there was a report that came out. There's a hunter named Bear, and the quote-unquote Bear, who literally killed the gator. And his response was something stupid, like, or not stupid, he's like, somebody kills our people, they need to get killed too.
His name is Bear?
Well,
he trying to do like the dog hunter?
Kind of, like, dude.
Hey, this goes out to all the alligators watching.
I reckon the gators gotta die. The gators gotta die, gators gotta die.
You're gonna avoid you watching this, alligators. I will find you.
Pretty much, dude. So, again, Darwin's Law, dude. I'm still gonna fight for Darwin's Law. Sometimes,
my God.
If you... Would you jump in the fucking water?
No.
Okay.
That fucking dog should jump in the water.
That dog needs to jump in the fucking water, dude. All right, dude. That one's kind of a weak one. We're good on fucking time. We can do this real quick.
No,
fuck it. It's kind of lame. All right, dude. New article, perhaps?
Go for it.
I have one, which is sex facts. We got a porn addiction isn't really addiction. Neuroscientists say that's one. And I was intrigued by that. I'm like, okay, cool. This is something we can talk about. And I have another one, which is going to be Amazon reviews, I guess.
Okay.
Not from anything that people have bought from us, but like the reviews that people leave on certain items.
Okay.
Okay. Try it.
Let's try sex. The Amazon.
Okay, cool. These ones were just... random off the top of my head. A few weeks back, Carl and RG were looking up some Amazon. This is my coworkers. We were at work and we were looking at, like, okay, Amazon, just weird fucking items, but not weird items. And some of the reviews were like, fuck, that was awesome. And I kind of remembered, like, that was kind of fucking cool, the review this guy left, but comedy. And really? I'm like, but yeah, and it was creative.
You can find anything on Amazon.
You can.
The fucking cure for cancer is on Amazon. You just gotta look deep enough for it. It's just so much shit.
Just
you wouldn't even think about, like, what does this do? What does this do?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so I put in three results today. And one of them, again, RG helped me out with because I was just like, okay, this is actually a thing. The first thing I searched for today, and just random items. So if you guys come across any dope-ass funny ones, hit us up on fucking Twitter.
Facebook,
fucking Instagram, comic_syndicate, and Facebook, anywhere you guys want, just hit us up and let us know. I came across this dope fucking review. So the first one I put in today was nunchucks.
Oh, you can buy those.
You can buy them.
They're
not
illegal. Brass knuckles, though, I really want to get.
Brass knuckles would be pretty dope. The first person, okay, off of nunchucks. And then I'm like, okay, do you want to go real nunchucks? And these are rubber foam nunchucks. So I will start off by saying that amount of ninja attacks I have encountered since purchasing these chucks have been exactly zero. However, my one mistake was thinking I could play around with these things for more than 15 seconds before hitting myself in the crotch. Still, an excellent purchase, and I'm glad I went with the styrofoam version first.
He hit himself in the balls?
He did.
Jesus.
Next guy, by Lifesaver, says exactly the same as used by white through yellow belts for training. Very safe, and the units we received were of good quality.
Nice, okay.
Not bad. Next one says, Kaiser's dad. It says, my 5-year-old has watched all the Power Rangers series, and despite a... paucity of actual karate training. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of misspellings, dude. My son now thinks he's a nunchuck master. After flipping them around randomly, he whacked himself just under the eye. He promptly announced, "That didn't hurt." I made him put on some eye protection and let him have back at it. 3 minutes later, he whacked himself in the head. "I don't care," he declared. The foam did what it was designed to and left nearly no mark. I'm hoping he will eventually want to learn how to use them properly, but until then, the foam will help him from doing any great damage to himself.
The worst Power Ranger
ever.
Ever.
Well, he's 5 years old. So he's learning.
Dad, don't stop being a pussy, Dad, and buy me some real nunchucks.
Yeah.
Concussion.
After that, I'm like, okay, let me do another search.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck it, stun gun. I'm just like, fuck it, dude. Let me just get creative. Verified purchase. Now this one, okay, I just received this light today, and wow, I am very impressed. And this is the first one was rubber foam nunchucks red. This one is Vipertech VTS 195, 38 million volts heavy duty stun gun. Jesus. Rechargeable with LED tactical flashlight.
Sounds fucking
badass.
Badass.
I know, right? Okay, I just received this light today, and while I'm very impressed, I will attempt to provide in this review all of the answers to the questions that I had prior to purchasing this item. So this was kind of gold for me. I'm like, okay, here's a good fucking review. Yet, which I found sadly lacking in almost all of these reviews, namely just how, in caps, effective is the taser? How badly does it hurt? Could it really put an attacker down, or would it simply cause him pain without stopping him and cause him to become more vicious? Okay, how's that for a review already?
That's awesome. What is it? What is his
test? We need this guy to review fucking comics.
What is his test subjects? How's he going to test this?
His review is not over yet.
That fucking dog right there.
No, they dog again. Well, I can tell you that I tested this device on myself 4 times so far while wearing blue jeans and a sweatshirt.
Oh.
I zapped myself on my upper leg twice, once on my thigh, and once on my arm's bicep. I could only hold it against myself for a mere fraction of a second.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Maybe a tenth of a second each time, because the pain is so very intense that it made me cease thinking, and my body's natural reaction took over. The pain is intense. It feels like a combination of being burned by something very hot while at the same time having muscles in the tased area spasm, while millions of needle-like sensations of pain spread through my entire body.
Oh, I can just see his body talking to him. You're an idiot. Let go.
Okay, now
stop pushing the button.
Exactly. Now this is a great review still, and he's still going off, dude. Homeboy's not done yet, dude. The pain is intense. Okay, blah blah blah. Okay, okay, where are you? Okay, I can never imagine holding. Okay, dog, I gotta come check out this taser. I could never imagine holding this device against any part of my body for an entire second unless I had a friend do it for me.
Oh, no. Okay.
That said, however, were I a woman, or anybody else for that matter, but especially a woman, and he said it's in parentheses, sorry, I'm thinking of my petite girlfriend here. Still full.
Come here, babe.
Let's see if you can fend off an attacker. I'm not sure that I would want to rely on this incredible weapon as my sole, caps, means of non-lethal self-defense.
Wow.
That's because what if the attacker simply gets a good shock for a second? You lose contact between the taser and him. He becomes even more aggressive and begins hitting you with right hooks to the face.
Okay.
Not good. That's why I think that this...
Can you put that in parentheses? Not good.
pretty much. That's why I think that this, in combination with a good pepper spray, would be an almost unbeatable combination. So that was.
So he wants review. Both. He wants pepper spray
and
the fucking and the stun gun and the shotgun, just in case.
Well, yeah.
I've seen videos with stun guns. And like attackers, like fighting, and cops have to take them out.
They have to, yeah.
And they jump and they fall.
Both of them, I think, are actually okay. If you're a cop, the stun guns they use, they have to get fucking tased so they know what it feels like.
Yeah.
And the same thing with pepper spray. I believe even if you buy pepper spray, like a professional pepper spray, you have to get like fucking see what it feels like to have to get
pepper spray. I remember
which isn't bad, because
no, you don't have to. My sister had pepper
spray. Probably not the pepper spray, but they kind of sell the rinky dink ones over the counter.
My buddy, he did it for $100.
Mm.
I had it on video. I don't know if I still have it.
Pepper spray.
So what we did was he everyone chipped in cash.
Dope.
And into a box, and he go, all right, and I went and got my sister's pepper spray.
Okay.
We came back. It was at a card shop. And we went to the parking lot. Everyone's all hyped up.
How many guys?
There was like seven of us. So we're all like, 100
bucks is like,
all
right.
Yeah, so we're like, yeah, let's do this. And the guy, he takes off his shirt and he's like, let's fucking do this. We bought a gallon of milk too.
And dilute everything.
Once he's in pain. So my buddy fucking sprays him in the face. And he has his eyes closed. He goes, it doesn't hurt that much. And we're like, bitch, open your eyes. And he opens his eye. And, dude, he jumped up and down. Oh my God, wow. My fucking eyes. Give me the fucking milk. Give me the milk. So we're just pouring milk in his face, dude. I'm like,
guys are still pumped
let's
up.
Let's do it again.
What, do you think it was worth 100?
I think it was. He was good after half an hour.
Half an hour of pain, I guess?
Yeah, dude, he was fucked.
Okay. Next review is, I haven't used this product yet, but my sister has stunned me. Wow. This will put anyone down with the 5-second shot.
5 seconds?
Well, like the first guy said, he's only been able to do it for a fraction of a second for himself. Mm-hmm. But if somebody, like, actually holds it on you, I mean, you're holding it.
It's the fucking... Yeah. Oh, I thought it was... I thought it was, like, the...
Oh, this actual... Oh, I did say stun gun.
You fucking shoot and...
That would be sick, too.
fucking Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and he's like,
Oh, that must hurt,
yeah,
dude.
Also one of the best flashlights I've ever owned. So...
Well, you scare anybody, dude. You know, you walk up and someone's gonna hit you up. You're all...
You know, it just sounds gnarly,
it's
dude.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Da, 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 da. And then the next one, last one, says it works. It's a nice rechargeable flashlight and a self-defense weapon. I hope to never have to use this product for self-defense, but if I do, I know it works.
I don't think I would use it for a flashlight.
I zapped my ankle to test it, and I almost shit myself. So that was off of that item.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I don't want to use it as a flashlight. What if you, like...
accidentally shock yourself
in the neck
and you keep holding it slightly for a bit, dude.
I got him, love. I got him. It's me. All
right,
asshole.
And the last one, dude, is gonna be fucking Wilton Silver Color Mist.
What?
Now this is, have you seen Mad Max yet?
No, I haven't.
And neither have
I. Heard it's really good though.
Me too. I guess people spray chrome shit
on
their face.
Okay.
That's a big thing now. So I put it in a Wilton Color Mist. First person says, oh, what a spray. What a lovely spray. That's Adrianus Luca by Brian Burns is next. E. Morton Joe will witness me for finding this spray on sale for certain.
God,
I guess everyone's
dude.
Quoting Mad Max.
Mad Max.
I'm figuring. Next one, Richard Bruckner says, I live, I die, I live again. So again, reviews.
These fools need to take a picture and put it up.
I wish.
With these comments and have their face that they sprayed.
They have. And these guys are all fucking beyond nerds. We're going to see cosplays of this shit, dude.
Yeah, Mad Max, yeah.
Next one, Hamster Style says, my war boys use this all the time. A real step up from using toxic chrome spray paint, which was causing odd tumors. That's glorious. Like, that's a cool fucking review.
I couldn't fucking fuck for 2 weeks. But it was worth it.
Yeah. W. Bartle says, witness me. I will feast in Valhalla, for I am shiny. So again, through his reviews. By Nightshade, we will ride through the gates of Valhalla, shiny and chrome. Witness me. So again, I'm figuring it's the movie. Last one says, by E. Morton Joe, one of my war boys uses products 3 times and was not awaited in Valhalla. Buyers beware. 4 stars.
I always wanted to write reviews. They always ask me to write reviews.
Yeah, me too. I never do.
I was going to write a review on we put together one of those dressers.
Okay.
And it was from Walmart.
Okay.
And it was fucking horrible, bro. Like, every piece should have a letter on it. So you match it with the instructions.
What's,
so
that's
put
an instruction,
A
right?
with B and then C with D.
Yeah.
They gave us everything, and then they gave us a sheet with all the letters.
Awesome.
On the sheet.
Awesome.
Not on the board.
So they fucked you guys.
I'm like, so we had it like, okay, what does this piece look like? How many holes does this
that
piece
sucks.
Have?
Well, you should have wrote a review
Fuck,
and fucking
dude.
Nailed them, dude.
Fuckers. I'm going to write one, sons of bitches. Well, they gave us a full sheet of letters.
Okay, so since that was all Amazon review items, you guys can hit us up.
You guys can go on our website and you can order. If you're going to order anyways, just hit that big orange square says Amazon, and it will direct you to Amazon, regular site, everything, and you just buy away, write reviews, And we get a little piece. We get very little piece, but if everyone does it, it all adds up.
Yeah.
We also have Audible.
Audibletrial.com.
I've started to listen to The Vampire Prince, Lestat.
That's the newest one that came out.
That's the newest. I started listening to it when I stopped, and now I'm back on it.
Cool.
Great book.
Totally forgot about that, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters.
Okay.
A lot of characters that were killed weren't killed. Or awesome. Were killed but brought back in some other way.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So,
does it go into the witching hour shit at all?
No, it's all like, right now there's this voice that's telling other vampires to burn newbie vampires.
Okay.
And everyone's trying to figure out.
Isn't that the same thing Akasha was doing?
Yes.
Okay.
But this voice is waking up old vamps.
Oh, okay.
To do it.
And so hence the new vampires.
Yeah, so everyone's trying to figure out, who's this voice? Why is it doing it? So there's a lot of Lestat in it.
Okay.
A lot of Armand and Marius.
Well, I love the Armand, Marius,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
Louis?
Louis in there.
Cool.
But there's so many characters. It's kind of like, you got to really like, okay, who the fuck? Because those guys are all known.
Yeah. Right? Does each character have a different voice at least?
Kind of.
Or is it one guy narrating?
The guy narrates the whole thing, but he does a little
voice action.
A little bit different.
Okay. All right, cool.
A lot of different characters. But you know Anne Rice, she always gives their backstories, so it's a long book.
Cool. All right.
But if you guys like books and don't like to actually sit down and read, but like to listen to them, Audible Trials is for 30 days. You sign up, free, get a book. Listen to it on any of your devices.
Yeah.
If you don't like the book, if you notify them like the next day, like, you know what, I don't like this guy's voice, I don't like the book, they'll hook you up with another one, a new one. If you don't want the service, make sure you cancel in 30 days so you won't be
charged. Yeah. Okay, cool, man. So. Awesome. Well, that's our Amazon review / plug.
I liked it.
Commercial, not bad, right? How'd you like
that? Pay me, Amazon.
Those reviews weren't bad.
Some of them were pretty funny.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, the odd, most stupidest thing for me to even come across, like, okay, this would be something fun to talk about on the show.
I liked it.
All right, cool.
There's so many creative writers out there on Amazon.
Yeah, so if I come across that other one, there was an item that was fucking dope. I gotta find that one somehow. But yeah, so three random items, and...
funny shit, dude.
Yeah, it's not bad, dude. Okay, cool. I'm glad you liked it. We'll hit Sex Facts next week, episode 100. Man.
100. So we're going to go 2 weeks.
Kind of. We're going to take a week and a half off.
Yeah, so we're going to go, I think it's the...
we're recording Wednesday, 7-7 today. And we're going to record not 7-14, but about 7-18.
Yeah, it's going to be a Saturday.
Yeah.
We're doing it on Saturday. And then we're going to have, we're trying to get everyone together. A lot of people from the past show to come over and for like maybe a small barbecue and just talk and to chill, shit for for 100th.
Yeah, and I got some fucking good shit for us to talk about too. Whoever's cool, able to cool. make it, Albert, Sadie, Sergio,
Daniel, if you want, I'll PM Daniel.
Okay, hit him up, and then I gotta get Cody, dude. And it's all of us shooting the shit.
Is he a football winner?
Yeah, dude. Well, we gotta hit him up anyways.
Okay,
for
sounds
a show,
good.
Dude. All right, cool, man. That's all I got for fucking articles. Did you want to add anything else? We can take a break and come back and hit comics.
We're going to hit comics. Well, yeah, we'll take a break and we'll come right back.
Cool.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
That was fun, fucking...
Those were some funny reviews, dude.
I liked it, dude. I thought it was something new, and it was just... Again, the way my mind works is like, fuck it. This is something Adam and I can have fun with, so... that's all I give a shit about sometimes.
That's where it goes.
Yeah, dude. All right. All right, dude. We got some comic news, dude. First one's gonna be the Marvel Experience Tour abruptly canceled.
Now, this was an amusement park, right?
Yes, it was a $30 million high-tech traveling theme park that was straight up canceled. Like, and Marvel gave no fucking reason why. It's just like, okay, we have this setup, we're going to go to fucking Seattle, we're going to go to fucking Cali. They were supposed to go all over, but, like, post up and do it. And without giving any warning or heads up, they just said, yeah, we're going to stop.
We're going to do a DC on you guys and say, fuck you.
Kind of. So that was interesting because I was jazzed about going to that. They were going to make, like, a giant fucking tent and just fucking have, like, a virtual reality splash fucking sick. Everything. Yeah. And I was jazzed. I don't know why. I know the tickets were going to be pricey, but...
We still would have went.
We still would have gone. Yeah. But it didn't happen, so it's canceled now. So now we can't go.
Fucking Marvel. Yeah. It's all right, though. Their comics make up for it.
Totally, by far, dude. Okay, I'll back you up on that. Okay, let's see. Rumor. Marvel eyes Rachel McAdams for Doctor Strange female lead.
Who does she play as?
Oh, my God. She's fucking everything. She came out on one of my... My favorite of her movies was Wedding Crashers. She was the hot chick that fucking the Wilson guy with the fucked up nose.
Yes.
Yeah, she reminds me of an ex-girlfriend, just the gorgeous, lovely personality and just down to earth. And she totally gushes me, dude.
Really?
Her and Natalie Portman are my... And Emma...
She looked ugly in Star Wars 3, though.
Damn it. You're talking shit on my lady.
She looked good in Episode 2.
You mean when she was getting choked?
When she was all white and you could see her big ass nipples?
That was
awesome.
That was good, dude.
Fuck her, Anakin, and you fuck her good.
So, okay, she's a good actress. I can't say I've seen her in the best movie role yet, but she can act. Okay. But if Marvel Studios has an eye out for a certain actor, I kind of back up who they get because they know what they're doing.
Or yeah? I like the new Jean Grey is going to be the chick from Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
She's pretty.
Okay. And it's going to be the younger Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's 17, maybe 18.
Okay, cool. So that's another one. Not bad. DC announces new limited series for Swamp Thing, Poison Ivy, Firestorm, and more.
Another Swamp Thing?
Limited series, though. 6 issues.
All right. Whatever.
But it's not Soul. Actually, no. That one's
Soul's going to be off anyways. Isn't he off already?
Charles Soule is strictly on Marvel now.
So who's writing Swamp? Is it Swamp Thing?
Swamp
even
Thing
coming
got canceled.
So it's like, I was wondering. I didn't see any Swamp.
I think it's Lynn Wein might be writing that one, dude.
Jesus.
Which is the only one I'm interested in.
Okay.
Because give me more Swamp Thing. I mean, Swamp Thing is dope. Bring Animal Man back for me.
Oh, dude, Animal Man was so good.
Yeah. And again, fucking yeah.
Assholes. Yeah, we'll see.
Jeff Lemire. Star Wars: The Force Awakens won't debut trailer or clips at Comic Con. So San Diego Comic Con this weekend. You're going, right?
I'm going Friday.
Okay. Just Friday?
Just Friday.
Okay.
One day.
I was invited to go Thursday night, and I got to work, man.
Oh,
I'm working, dude, and it's not a stupid excuse. It's just...
No, it's not. I mean...
Oh, fuck me, dude.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's official Lego movie, movies Lord and Miller helming Han Solo spinoff film. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, who did Lego Movie, will direct a Star Wars spinoff film focused on a young Han Solo, scheduled for release in 2018.
Lego? In Lego form? actual movie?
Yeah, they're going to direct
it. Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Han could do anymore, man. He's old.
No.
He's crashing in the fucking golf course.
Yeah, Harrison Ford can't do anything. Yeah, no, dude. But they're going to get a younger Han Solo, like... How his origin story, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool. Well, give me more Star Wars, dude.
Yeah.
Since we actually kept this together with the Marvel stuff, but it's Disney still, so. Marvel's Daredevil cast Elektra for season 2.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, dude. I haven't seen her in anything. Her name is Elodie Jung. She came out on G.I. Joe Retaliation. I don't know what that is. I
think it was like the second G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Maybe third.
I couldn't watch it anyways because I just...
The one with The Rock in it was pretty good.
Which is part 2. I think they only made
part two
of those. She's a hottie, though. I pulled her up. I'm like, wow, she can pull off. Well, I don't know if she can act.
Bowsers.
Yeah. Give me some fucking Elektra. Ryan Reynolds won't play any more superheroes after Deadpool.
Is that good or bad? I like Ryan Reynolds.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
I think he's funny.
He's a stud. He's like, what's his name? Chris Evans to me, where I kind of got a man crush on him.
Yeah, he's good.
The personality, the looks, the buff muscles, the fucking glistening body.
All right, okay.
But I like the dude a lot. Like, I don't know him, but he's one of those guys, like, mm-hmm. I want to buy him a beer. Like, he seems like he'd be cool. Robert Downey Jr., too, although he doesn't drink, I want to buy that dude a beer.
That guy has so much money now.
Now, yeah, you heard about that guy.
Jesus.
So, how do you feel about it? So, he's been literally Green Lantern. He's been fucking Deadpool before. He's been on Blade Trinity as one of the fucking vampire fucking...
Oh, yeah, he was on Blade.
Yeah, so I back it up, kind of.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they could have actually got him into a really good part. Maybe do a, I don't know, Deadpool. Deadpool's a good part, okay. But like...
Deadpool in Wolverine Origins, we destroyed, yeah. That movie just, everyone knows, is the bastard child of like, comic book
that's
movies.
That's the child you leave in the basement and no one ever talks
yeah.
about.
Yeah, that's okay, the one you let swim with the alligators. Or tase them or something.
Tase them, you
yeah.
just...
Or tase him while he's in the water.
You fucking throw him in the woods for fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
So, I kind of backed up, and he specifically said to Zo that if we get a second movie off of this, because we're rated R, that would be great to play Deadpool again, though. But okay. He's not signing off on Deadpool. It's just
how... He's doing a Captain America. Where he says, this might be my last movie. No. I never really said it was my last movie.
Well, the fanfare, I hate Deadpool with a passion, uh-huh. but I'm going to be there opening weekend for fucking Deadpool, dude.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
So,
Ant-Man's coming out next week.
Yeah, right.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. Opening weekend, everyone go. That's on my movie draft. A Dark Horse Comics, Universal Cable Productions, team up to produce comic-based shows. Harrow County, The Umbrella Academy, Backup, and Concrete are just a few series that have gone into development through a new deal. Dark Horse Comics and Universal Cable Productions have announced that they signed a first look deal, which will enable UCP to develop and produce scripted programming based on Dark Horse's new and existing.
Wow, network. So they're doing Harrow County after the second issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty...
It's dark and it'd be easy to do, I think.
Yeah, it's very dark. It's a very scary type.
Yeah, creepy. And you can just put it in like an old town, old shacks. And
or like a show or like a cartoon show.
That doesn't say, but Universal Cable Production, yeah. Which would still be good. And we love fucking Colin Blunt, so I mean, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Next one is going to be... Oh, fuck, that's it. That's all I got.
When are they going to show the pilot to Outcast?
Yes.
At Comic-Con. I don't know. I think it's Hall H. If it's Hall H, never mind.
Fuck that.
So, that's going to be... I'm interested in that.
Okay, you mentioned... Okay, well, tomorrow, let's mention what we have planned for tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to Beach Comics.
And we're going to go to... Jason Latour's going to be signing in for our book club.
Yes. Southern Bastards. The artist and Gwen Stacy?
Yeah. No, I think it's Robert Rodriguez. Yeah, actually, Robert. Yeah.
No, I think it's Gwen Stacy. I saw the picture.
There you go. It is Gwen Stacy, dude. Spider-Man.
So, I'm not reading that, but... I got all excited because I saw Jason, and then I saw Southern Bastards. I'm like, oh, Jason Aaron's going to be there.
That'd be sick, buddy.
fucking pants all wet.
So after work, we're going to hook up, and we're going to get out there anyways. And they normally have food.
Yeah, so I guess we're having a signing before.
Yeah.
And then the book club.
Which works because, I mean, he's an artist anyways. Like, if anybody has, you know, his mind to pick, it's going to be, like, off of his art. It's not going to be off of, like... Well, what were you thinking when you came about this idea to write this? It's like, I'm the artist, right?
I'm not Jason Aaron.
I know, right?
Jason Latour.
And you're going to be the one asking that question anyway.
Jason Aaron, I brought all my Avengers to be signed. And,
I know, dude.
Please.
I brought Thor for you.
He doesn't even write Avengers. Jesus Christ. Thor, I'm thinking of Hickman. God damn it. I brought all my comics.
Speaking of Hickman, though, you didn't mention this weekend.
He's going to be talking about Secret Wars, so I'm going to go to the panel. Oh,
fuck, dude. If you can hit him for signing, I have comics, dude.
Yeah, throw me some, and then I'll see. But if it's going to be like a four-hour line, I'm like, fine, I can wait.
I know.
It's a whole day.
It's San Diego Comic-Con. It's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
I went all 5 days last year, and I fucking fucked up my ankle day one.
Yeah, that was the best. So, you guys go back and... Listen to that episode.
A year ago. Strictly, literally a year ago, guys. And I thought I had a good story. But fuck, we got so much content that one too, dude. And it was cool. We got fucking a drop from a lot of people. Casada we got.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you caught
we
up.
We got a fucking, not Slot, fucking a...
Ramos.
We got Ramos. Actually, no, Ramos again. We
got a free signing from him. That was awesome.
Oh, Ramos is cool, dude. Yeah.
It's all right, you fuckers. Just take the comment. Get out of here.
Ramos is cool. And he's going to be doing a fucking X-Men now. Which I'm curious as fuck how
he
does
X-Men.
I like
his art. I would like to get a commission from him.
I would say, one day. I'd have to be back here, dude. Shit. Okay, man. Let's hit fucking some reviews, dude.
All right. So I reviewed A-Force number 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an A-Force team looking for help in why some giant beast came from the sea last issue. They asked Minor. How do you say his name? Namor?
Oh, Namorita is a chick.
Oh, it's a chick, right? Namorina.
Although Namor is also in it, too,
Yeah. They ask him to go check it out, and they find out there's these portals down there in the sea. And they go down there, they check it out, and
thank you, helicopter.
I know, and it closes up, so they got all pushed back.
Yeah.
Back we find a new character that fell from the sky. The team tries to figure out who this being is.
Me
but,
too, dude.
But are interrupted by a portal that opens up above them. And out comes a giant sentinel, dude.
Which is cool. And he starts ostracizing them for the
you
most part.
You fucking mutant. Everyone's mutant there, too. Will Steve just goes to town.
Kind of yes, kind of no.
Yeah.
Because some of them aren't mutants. Like, Dazzler is a mutant.
Yeah, that's true. Like, She-Hulk's not a mutant.
Yeah, exactly.
The team quickly forms up and starts defending the area from it. The teamwork between these all-female team is great. They work very well together. They're like the Avengers, but all
female.
All chicks.
Avengers, yeah.
So they take it out very quickly, and so the newcomer is what is bringing all these portals. She eventually causes rifts when she's distressed. That's what they say in the middle of the comic.
Yeah.
Seems Medusa is on her rag on this book and wants to just Ray Rice this chick every chance she has. She-Hulk steps in and defends her, and she still may not be the reason all these portals. So the portal is still open from the Sentinel coming down, and She-Hulk jumps up in there and finds herself into like a city of ruins. So she jumps up to try to by herself. I don't know why she went by herself. So you know, my thoughts is easy comic to run through, like all the, you know, this female, lots of drama, but art's great. It's really good.
Yeah, dude. Marguerite Bennett wrote this one with G. Willow Wilson, and the art for that one was George Molina, which, again, the art was good.
And she's a character, well, I don't know if it's her, but I don't remember. She's in Avengers. She's the one, the universe chick.
Yes.
I don't know her
name. Oh, fuck me up.
But anyways, I like a real, not as serious as the one that was in the Avengers, but more like a little girl.
It was a nice fucking, nice story, dude. Nice read, I think, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, books of the week for me. I have one that you gotta let me murder or have fun with.
Okay.
And it's not even shitty book of the week, so let me know.
Okay.
This one's not it, though. The first one I'm gonna talk about, because I love the fuck out of it, is Deadly Class number 14.
Oh, so painful.
Rick Remender, dude.
So painful.
Dude, teenage angst at its best and its fucking worst, dude.
God,
I mean,
dude,
that's
so
the
much...
only way to put it, dude.
It's so dark. But so good.
And it's simple. And it's kids, minus they're assassins, but they're kids going teenagers, 14, 15-year-olds going through breakups.
I don't even know they're kids, bro. These kids are not doing...
You weren't having sex...
Or no, killing fucking people.
I wasn't killing people.
I didn't go to an assassinating school.
This is very true.
But it was great, bro.
So, Maria, after being killed off last issue, it looks like, or poisoned by the headmaster... Marcus is just feeling really alone, and he turns to drugs. And he was a druggie before.
A lot of drugs.
But, you know, when you lose someone, you go into that self-destructive mode. And I've had a relationship before, too, where I want you to go to the dark side, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of... It's depressing. It hurts.
It hurts.
Sucks.
It's your first loves and second loves.
Yeah.
And it's just...
As you get older, you know how to cope with it. But, like, it's always the first one. And, again... coming from the teenage aspect, I'm like, yeah, I felt like that, you know, like it felt very like, you know, like shit, all right, I totally feel what he's going through, which was really cool. What I loved about it, dude. So before he I don't know, I guess he's feeling guilty with Maria being gone now, so he wants to profess his love to fucking Saya, which is the chick that he cheated on his girlfriend, the girl who's dead now, with.
Douchebag.
Yeah,
totally. It happens.
And sometimes if another chick just wanted to suck you off, you just gotta let her suck you off. Okay, bad advice. But, again, he's a youngster, so that's what he did. So now he's like, and it's probably more just the guilt emotion, feeling like, I'm alone now, mm-hmm. so I want somebody, and she was there. So he tells
Well, he really digged on her in the first couple...
Yeah, dude.
Wanted her.
The first arc, he was all about her.
Yeah.
And then fucking gangster bitch comes Maria with her fucking batos locos, and, you know...
Beat the shit out of
him. She seduces him, and she's like, I'll suck you off every day. I'll fucking... You can jizz on my fucking face if you want. And he's like, okay, cool. Anyway, so they
hook up.
So now he wants Saya, and he tells his boy Willie, he's like, dude, he calls him up, his boy works, they both work at a comic book store, and he's like, dude, I got to let you know, I'm going to have the balls. I need to have the balls. I need a pep talk from you. Like, tell him it's okay to fucking tell Sia exactly how I feel about her. I love her. I care about her. He's like, dog, you fucking do it. You be a big fucking man about it.
So bad.
I got to go. Deet. He hangs up with fucking Marcus, and he's the one who calls up Sia right after the conversation. Marcus is still pumping himself up, fucking, you know, pulling a fucking something about marrying the restroom, while fucking Willie's like, hey, baby. It's all about you and me.
Oh, it's so bad, but yes.
And it happens. And
so Willie backstabs his friend.
For a chick, but it's high school. Yeah. Or did you junior or high? It's all of it mixed. It's all of it mixed
it's
together.
So bad.
That's why I like how real this comic was. So, yeah. And very relatable, yeah. Honestly. And so he's, once he tells Sia, like, hey, babe, this is how I feel about you. Yeah, your boy just told me that like an hour ago. An hour ago, bitch. Like
I just talked to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So we cool. She shoots him down. She's like, nah, fuck. I'm not gonna get in between any of your guys. This is bullshit. And it causes Marcus. If he wasn't bad enough on drugs, he gets fucking flipped out into another level where he's just like rails off of fucking hooker's asses off everything, dude. He's doing every drug imaginable, and he's just getting fucked up coping. And there's a specific scene in the middle of the comic where it's like they're in the fucking like a cemetery, and you know they come along, and he's like, Marcus, are you okay? And they hit him up. It's like, dude, you don't look like you showered in a while. He's like, why the fuck do you guys give a shit?
Exactly.
And, you know, type of deal. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me cope. Type of deal. Again, I get it. And then the next day at school,
well, a lot of pain too. And he tells. Remember that time that you said you fucking killed that old man? You pussed out, pussy.
Yes, Willie.
You're a fucking bastard.
Yeah. And now, he wasn't in the wrong saying that.
Dude. No.
I would have done the same thing. Actually, I have done the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, and then I've even said this too. Oh, I'm the fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the fucking asshole for saying this shit.
Right.
And he looks around like, come on, guy. Anyone? Anyone.
And it's a graveyard, guys.
Yeah. But it's awesome because been through it, done it. And it just fucking felt great. Even it's never the guy who does it the next day, but the bitch who used to suck your cock the next day at school, who like is all about fucking the lovey-dovey and holding the dude the next day, and he just like gets pissed off. And I loved it, dude. It felt like something I would write, dude.
And then he does the ultimate foul. Goes to a party, gets fucking wasted.
Well, he's fucked up anyways, yeah. And then he ends up fucking the fattest broad
there. That's the fat chick, right? So this is where you don't tell your friends. Ever.
Ever, dude, yeah.
All right? You never tell your friends you fucked a fat girl. And you ignore her, and you deny, and you deny.
Well, I've said I've fucked a bigger girl.
But this chick was like,
on the show I've mentioned,
his friend wanted a banger. The fat kid wanted a banger.
Yeah, and his roommate, who's like a straight edge, who's working with the headmaster,
yes,
too, by the way.
Is.
So maybe they roofied him. Although the fat kid did bad, too. Like, yeah. So, again, very relatable, very like, okay, I need to get the fuck out.
He drank the fucking bong juice.
The bong water, yeah. Which we've never made anyone drink bong water before.
I spit it back out, remember? I remember that in your room. That was hilarious.
Okay, so, again, very relatable. One of my books of the week for the fact that, you know what? Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Kind of read like a poem, too. Like a
kind of, right? Like a pain. It was painful.
It was very painful. It was a
good
book.
And it was good, though, because, again, relatable, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's one of my stories, dude.
I read someone another person that's very emotional. Vader.
Vader was good, dude.
Vader was really good. So, so good to see Vader back to his old stomping grounds in Tatooine. He's in search for his son Luke on Tatooine. I know. I like how they do the play by play of Luke fighting Boba Fett, and Vader's kind of like,
he's kind of like a detective.
Detective, yeah. Vader figures out he's strong in the Force, but has no training and blames Obi-Wan. And I like what he says. He says, you had 20 years, Obi-Wan, hiding the boy.
So, good job.
In the one place I would never return was cunning, but it was you. It was this that you are a failure.
Yeah, like, that's awesome. I love that line, so I'm glad you pointed that out.
I'm glad I killed you.
Yeah.
So, great line. Vader has lost Luke and now needs to do his other job now, his employer, 8 to 5 job. He needs to go do something for the Emperor.
Yeah, of course.
And he takes
off. No shit, dude.
He takes
sounds
out,
like me, dude.
Yeah, dude. He takes out some smugglers, very cool Jedi skills seen here. Vader has made some deals with Jabba in killing his competition. his competitors for information.
Wow.
So we find some bounty hunters. Then we find some bounty hunters, and they find a Wookiee fighting in a pit, and they want to talk to this one Wookiee, and they are interrupted by the chick that was working for Vader,
dude, which was interesting.
And
so that was a nice twist.
He sent her out there, though. He told her, "I need you to go do something, anyways."
Yeah, but he told her indiscreetly, like, "I'm gonna have another mission for you soon." So if that's still part of his mission, which is to smuggle the shit that Vader was talking to one of the Hutts, about, like, "Dick, you gotta know your role, and don't fuck with me right now.
I will come back.
Yeah, and the way Vader is,
I will come back.
Of course, awesome, fucking cool. So I liked it. Nice twist, right?
Yeah, great. Loved it. All the Star Wars books. I just can't wait for them all
cool.
to come out.
I love them, dude. They're written very great, dude, for the most part. All right, dude. This one I'm going to kill fucking quick, dude. You can... Let me finish this, and then you can fucking destroy it.
Okay.
This is not Shitty Book of the Week. So if it is, I want to know what you guys think about this one. This is Detective Comics number 42. Literally starts off with the Cobra Kai Dojo skeleton crew straight up RoboCop fucking Jim Gordon. And that's straight up how it fucking happens, dude. So he's still trying to learn how to use all these gadgets, and you know, Gordon gets his leg swept.
Yeah.
And he goes down. He gets rocked by these fucking.
Yeah, he gets bad.
Apparently the helicopters work for fucking the new Batman 2. They don't like what I'm saying. This is not Shitty Book of the Week, by the way. So let me finish up, dude. So he gets his leg swept, dude. And loses all respect from the Gotham Police Department, because now they have to keep saving his ass. It's not like, you know, he's like the new Gilligan of fucking Gotham.
Oh, man. I mean,
nothing goes right for this guy. So now feeling like he's the best around, he goes after the skeleton crew, even though he knows they're like 5 steps ahead.
Right, right.
So he's like, all right, fuck it. No, I know where they're going to go. So when he finally confronts them again, they are again 10 steps ahead of him.
So bad.
Oh, water towers. They kick water
they
down.
Stand they electrocute on him. The water towers.
Yeah.
Like, wait.
They totally fuck him up, dude. They drown Gordon, they electrocute him, which is fucking dope, dude. And it was just cool. Like, it causes his suit to fucking just shut down. So, stupid him, dude. Okay.
So bad,
causes dude. His suit to fucking shut down, dude. A, leaving the cops to save his dumbass again. And B, you know, forgetting that, hey, dude, without the fucking suit, like...
You're just Jim Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. In a bat suit, granted. But, like... It was just bad, dude. So it was like...
Well, they told him, don't get out of the suit.
He's like, no, I got this.
Out of the suit.
So now being Apollo Creed versus Ivan Drago is going to be the next issue. Like, you're dead, son. Like, you're done, son. Like,
I thought it was horrible.
That was my review.
I didn't like it.
That was not Shitty Book of the Week. My review was probably a lot better than what the fucking comic was.
I'm just wondering how many more issues are they going to have Jim Gordon suck ass.
I don't mind. Somebody put it up on Instagram. I wish I'd wrote it down. Like, I get what they're doing with it, and this was off of why you and I argued about issue number 42 about 49. It was the best 49. Batman comic ever. This was still better than fucking Batman fucking 42.
That Batman 41.
41. Off of my review, great. This one was not... Listeners, tell me this wasn't the shit fucking review right here.
It was a good
how
review.
Many,
the book sucked.
How many references, 80s obscure references I dropped in that fucking review alone, dude? Like, and it wasn't even Shitty Book of the Week. Imagine if I would have hated it, how much I would have destroyed it.
That's true.
It wasn't the best comic.
Nah,
it wasn't the shittiest comic either.
It was. I didn't like it. I thought it was boring. So,
I thought the review was worth fucking.
I thought Jim would have been more smarter than to follow these guys. They're like literally standing on fucking water towers. And what are the odds that there's 3 of them together? They're like the fucking Ninja Turtles waiting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he coming? There he is.
The skeleton crew.
Oh yeah, the fucking
Karate Kid. Like straight up, they sweep his leg in the beginning. Like everything is just like, I've seen this before. Like. You guys got me.
I was waiting for Miyagi to come out and fuck these guys up.
right? And Miyagi's going to be Bruce Wayne when he finally comes back.
So,
but it was not Shitty Book of the Week, but I hope you guys enjoyed that one. So go for it. Do you want to go anywhere else?
I'm done with mine. I'll get back.
All right, let's go 2 more, dude. Let's hit Red Skull number 1, dude.
It was good.
I liked it. It was interesting, dude. So cross
the riffraffs, man. The riffraffs.
Totally, dude. So, a bunch of characters that are anti-Doom, or God-Doom, whatever you want to call him. Crossbones has put a team together of anti-Red not Red Skull, Doom Misfits, dude, like you said, dude, to show proof to Doom that he is in fact dead. That Red Skull isn't dead.
So all these guys have done crimes, and they're gonna get them waived off if they do this job for Doom to find Red Skull, because
which was a nice touch though, dude.
Yeah, Red Skull supposedly
is
dead.
He's dead, and he's in the Deadlands, so the zombie battle world section. So they sent again these assholes. So Magneto, fucking
Electro,
Hobgoblin,
the pumpkin,
Jack-o'-lantern,
the chick with the nails.
Yes, Lady Deathstrike, dude, and Winter Soldier. And Winter Soldier is the only one who says like, "No, I asked for this mission."
Yeah, I really.
And he did fucking great. Like, and like, okay. And he has his own personal agenda against Red Skull. Anyways, but then against so does Magneto. Mm-hmm. So just really cool. Once again, to zombie world, like they have inhibitor collars that they can't use their full powers to their full extent, which is kind of cool. But like Magneto is the first one that's pissed off. He's like, if I had the full use of my powers, like, this would not be a fucking issue right now.
Well, like, yeah, because he wanted to rip the door out and take off. So they kind of had
I can rip this whole wall fucking down, asshole.
Whatever, Magneto.
Yeah, and again, so once the zombies come out, literally the Marvel zombies come out, they're straight up scrapping right off the bat. Everyone gets bitten. Chunk, bite. Here, there, ow, 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 stop biting. The only person who doesn't get bit straight up is Magneto. And he's in his white fucking garb
white
still,
suit, yeah.
Which is cool. And the art's pretty good.
Yeah, the art's good. All the zombies.
The zombies look great.
Taking tables. Yeah.
So very cool, because right when Magneto is like, "Fuck, okay," and everyone keeps saying, "I'm all right." Like, when the soldier's like, "No, I'm cool, dude. Like, I'm not gonna turn. I'm not gonna zombie out, dude. Don't worry, I got you."
Magneto's they're all like, bitten, dude.
All of them minus Magneto. And he's like, "Fuck, you guys are a bunch of idiots." So, just cool, because at the end, you know, of this one, it's not even spoilers. It's called Red fucking Skull.
Yeah.
He fucking comes out with the sword, starts fucking hacking people up.
Walking Dead status, guys.
Totally. And he tells Magneto just something interesting, like, you know, it was cool, dude. He says something like, the only way you can live is for people to think you're dead, type of deal. Mm-hmm. And these are two people that hate each other.
Yeah, they do. Well, I mean, well, in this world,
perhaps not
as much hate.
But if Magneto is gonna die, like, what's worse, survival or death?
And well, I mean, the reason why he hates Red Skull too, guys, is because kind of burned up his family.
Yeah, Holocaust. Pretty much.
Remember that time? Yeah, remember that time
when you fried my
barbecue?
My uncles? Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I loved it. It was. I'm curious to see where it's gonna go. It's written by Joshua Williamson.
Yeah, it's real dark. It's good.
It's good, dude. I liked it a lot.
Very greedy.
Not Book of the Week, but up there, for sure. Okay, so I loved it. Let's see. Last one. Do you want to hit Secret Wars number 4?
Oh, so
good. Because that was Book of the Week.
That was my Book of the Week, too.
Okay, starts off a fucking Thor corpse of the fucking Battle World, or Secret Wars world in general, so all the worlds. Thor cops are literally fighting the
Doom's
Cabal.
Crew, yeah.
Or fighting the Cabal, which is Thanos and fucking Black Swan and fucking...
They're not doing so well.
Thor cops are getting smoked.
Yeah, bad.
Thanos is fucking, like, destroying, he's like, a few fun, at a dude. Time. And it's just fucking lovely. The art's a sod ribbon.
Oh, man.
Written by Jonathan Hickman. It's still, dude, fucking insanely gorgeous, dude. So it goes from there, and then it jumps to a panel where Doctor Strange prior issue. And this one came out longer than a month ago.
Issue 2?
3. 3 was the conversation.
2 weeks ago, right?
3 or 4. Maybe a month.
Maybe a month.
Because I know they held off. They're going to hold off on them a little bit longer now. Because they were supposed to drop every other week. And then after 1, 2, 3, they're like, okay, we got to pull one.
Yeah.
Which I'm not complaining about.
It's so good, guys.
The way it's written, the art, dude, us again, Assad Rubik. So now it goes to Doctor Strange with Thor, with fucking Phoenix, fucking Scott Summers, with fucking
This is our characters.
Our 616 fucking crew that we know, dude.
That jumped on the ship and made it through.
Yeah, and which is great. And the conversations they have is like, Doctor Strange is fucking conflicted. He's like, holy shit, you guys fucking did it. And Reed Richards is a big fucking factor in it. He's like,
and wait, say that again, Strange? You did what? What happened? How did this...
Yeah, who... And he's like, and he tells him straight up, dude, okay, so we were faced with the Beyonders, the both of us, and
we fucking destroyed them.
We fucking took them out.
But I like how he's all like, I ran, but Doom
moved
forward. Like, Doom took it.
He's like, I could have used all the power and taken it for myself. He was the first one to be, like, given the choice, like, all right, we'll set whatever you want in
he
motion.
Out.
And he straight up tells, and again, how dramatic it was, how humanizing, again, these characters are being, like, how they're putting themselves out there, like, I couldn't fucking do it, and telling his boys that. So, goes back now. Valeria and Doctor Strange, one of the Thor cops, getting their asses kicked by the Cabal. Thanos is owning all the Thors. Like, the whole crew is literally, like, this is a cakewalk for them, dude.
It's pretty good.
And so one of the Thors takes off. Sorry, God, Doom. You're fucking beneath me, you peasant. What the fuck do you want?
It is cool, though, because Doom's all like, I don't even want to fucking... I don't even want to deal with this shit.
He almost shrugs him away right off the bat.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's like, you're nothing. You're beneath me.
And then Susan's all like, after she gets off his cock.
And Valeria actually is the one. She's like, oh, yeah, well, I've checked these probabilities before, and you really need to check this out.
These guys are kicking.
They're kicking this shit out.
Well, don't you think that Doom would have...
Seen it coming?
If he saw them, he would have reacted like, hey, these fuckers are not supposed to be here. I would have thought he would have been more like
ballsy and like
oh shit, I gotta take these fuckers out quick.
Yeah, you know what, especially with the power he has now. Again, very cool interactions and dialogues between the characters, because Dr. Doom notices, like, he's able to pan out and see, like, okay, what's the battle, what's this fight looking like? And by this point, it's like, oh, don't worry, Dr. Strange brought his crew to fight the Cabal, which again is our 616,
which he knows.
616 villains.
Yeah, he sees it.
And, or 616 heroes with mixed Cabal, but mostly 616, minus that Fantastic Four with the fucking...
Oh, the visor, yeah.
So, cool how she's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. And then fucking Susan Storm wets her fucking pants.
Because of Mr. Fantastic.
She's like, there's something strange about this one that I just have to touch myself.
I'm
like, that's the conversation.
I'm just juicing.
And then Dr. Doom looks at her. He just gives her that...
I'm going to give you Doom later, bitch.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, fuck it. Now it's time for me to go to work. Now it's time for me to go out there.
Which is like, you know he's going, and you know shit's going to go down, and you're just like, I'm going to turn this page.
And something's going to happen.
And it's going to be fucking awesome.
And once he gets there, so now the 616 hour crew knows that there is a, you know, that Doom is God. He's the all-powerful being of this planet. And once he gets there, he's like, blows up everyone, like, puts everyone in place, like, kneel down. And
oh, yeah, fall to your
will be fucking cool. Be cool, bitch. And I like it, though. Cyclops, Phoenix Cyclops, is the first one who steps up, like,
you
think with all this power, you're supposed to be doing this?
He fucks him up, though. Like, I was like, that was awesome.
I was now, like, oh, shit. Cyclops fucking nails him with the blast, and he's, like, melting. So he gets fucked up.
And Doom gets fucked up. He's melted.
Doom, yeah, which is fucking dope, dude. And it's like, that's the fight I want to see, those two fuckers. But there's another fight I want to see more. And so Dr. Doom gets the upper hand, and he just
grabs fucking Cyclops by the neck.
Phoenix, by the way.
Picks him up.
Cracks his neck.
And it's like, you're out of your element, dude.
Kind of, yeah.
Snap, snap, snap.
Which, again, is still fucking cool for the sake of, like, and... maybe it's me looking too much into it. It's Cyclops Phoenix, so he's gonna rise again, type of deal. You know, like,
oh, because
you
Phoenix.
Rise from your ashes, yeah, type of deal. Phoenix. So once you die, you're gonna be born, or anyway. So, although that can happen, so he's dead, and Doctor Strange finally, like,
wakes up.
Not kinda, even wakes up. Like, he kind of feels shit. Okay. Yeah, I guess wakes up. He feels guilty over the fact, like, dude, these are our friends, like. I've went to war with these guys from where we come from. Like, I know what they're about. They know what I'm about. Like, you can't do this fucking, Doom.
Before, like, he does that, though, he fucking takes... He scatters him. So before Doom can go to work...
and kill him, straight off.
Doctor Strange scatters him all around, and Doctor Doom's like, what the fuck did you do? Like,
bring them back right now. I can't do
no.
This. Yeah. Yeah, which is... okay. Ballsy that they humanized, again, everyone, all these characters, because last issue, number 3, they humanized fucking Doctor Doom completely. And this one is like, now we're getting Doctor Strange's aspect where it's like...
these are homies.
Yeah. Like, I can't fucking do that.
Because you're going to kill them.
Yeah, you're going to kill... Yeah, beautifully written, dude. Again, lovely. And so after that,
he says a line before to Doom, and he says, I forgot how, what it read, but he was talking about how like you're God, you're strong, but you still fear Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, you still fear for some reason, even with your omnipotent power or some shit like that, you're still scared of fucking Reed Richards.
Snap!
Yeah, and he destroys him. Straight
that's fucked up, dude. That's his homie too, dude.
That's, and they even talk to each other like, dude, you're my boy, right? Yeah. Alright, you're my boy, Blue. And then Willie fucking goes and fucks his lady. Although he didn't do it. But, throwback. So, very cool. Now he's fucking dead. Doctor Strange's.
One shot.
Oh, he's straight up fucking.
It was like a SWAT.
Totally, which was awesome. Now, there was another panel, too, which I'm looking forward to, is Dr. Doom is literally, like, once he blasted everyone, only one person said anything. And there's a great conversation where one man says, "Is if you think you're a god, talk to me as if you're a god." And then Doom answers back, "I am God."
Yeah.
And it's Thanos fucking saying this shit. Okay.
Some very big, powerful beasts
are going to go to work. And
Thanos, even without his fucking glove, his gauntlet,
without his gauntlet, dude,
he's still like, Doom knows that he's gonna have to fight Thanos. He knows he's gonna have to fight Mr. Fantastic. He knows he has to do all this stuff.
Yeah,
he took out a big player in this one. And he's two big players.
So it's great action fucking packed. Danny Courage just hit me up on fucking Facebook. I put the picture up of just the issue alone with Doom on his throne with his bitches and literally in front of him. And I'm like, this is going to end up bad before I even read it. And Danny's like, and I love what Danny says. He says, and this is not quoting you, Danny, but he said, is it just me or is Marvel Secret Wars making fucking Convergence from DC look like that title was written like by little kids? And it's so fucking true. This is barely issue number 4. The art, gorgeous. The writing, a lot of shit's going down.
So everything Hickman does is gold.
So that was book of the week. Like, again, like, I read that one.
I'm going to go home and read it again.
4 times, 5 times. Yeah. Not because I was confused, but the first night I read it, I'm like, that was good. I'm going to read it again. Before I even started writing, I read it again. I'm like,
well, Hickman writes Doom like no other writer. Like, even in his old Fantastic Four, his Doom was, it leaves you with like emotion. Like, there was one part where he's walking in that portal and he has like a thousands and thousands of those bugs coming out of him, the Lion Eaters, and Valeria's like, we gotta go, uncle, and he's all like, Doom does not run.
Yeah
And it's just like the way he fucking writes, dude,
with so much confidence.
God.
And
it's not like, oh, he's cocky.
No,
it doesn't even come off that way. No. It's like, no, this motherfucker is powerful.
Yeah. And on top, great, you're right, you brought up a great point. He is powerful, but like, he also feels he has to stand his ground, dude.
Yeah, he has to do what he has to do.
I respect that. And the way it's written is gorgeous. I love it, dude. So, book of the week for sure.
Book of a month, dude.
I think so, dude.
So
that
good,
one
guys.
Was also better than Batman.
If you're 41. Not, if that was better, yes, it was. If you're not reading
Secret Wars,
please. Issue one is weird.
Issue number 1 is the filler, believe it or not. Issue number 2, it picks up. Issue number 3 is like, holy shit, these are the assholes that are in charge of what's going on. Issue 4 is just straight up, now shit's happening. And it's fucking dope. I can't praise that.
If you read the first issue and you're like, oh, it's not for me, please just read the second issue.
Yeah.
Because I was the same way. I'm like, I don't know. And 2 is just like, holy shit.
And if you guys don't like superheroes, Mike, I know you don't like superheroes. Lupe, I know you hate superheroes. Read this fucking comic. The aftermath after this one is going to be our superhero world from Marvel now.
You don't even have to read the spin-offs.
No.
There's really, really good ones, but you don't have to.
No, not at all, not at all. Just for the story alone, like, it's, you can look at these characters and be like, I know of Doom. I've heard of Doom before. I know what a Doctor Strange is. Why are there 2 Spider-Men? Who gives a fucking shit? Read it and you'll fucking get it. Like, wow. Like, powerful, heavy dialogue. Art, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just, and it's
good.
Yeah, I totally, we sucked this comic stick, dude. Straight up. But well worth it, dude.
It was a good comic. All right, dude, I thought it was one of the best I've read.
Right? Okay, so, all right, Jonathan Hickman, Asad Ribic is the artist. We loved it, so that's our... We're going to put that one up.
Yes, that cover's going up. For sure.
All right, and then, fuck it, dude. I guess that's the show.
Yeah, that's it, guys.
You're going to be in San Diego Comic Con this weekend.
I'll be there Friday. I'll be the fat guy sitting down, heavy breathing.
But you're going to be at Jonathan Hickman's panel.
I'm going to go at 10, so I'm going to try to get there as early as... Dude. No, I have to go to registration. So we'll see. Hopefully, I just won't... go right in.
Cool.
Go right to them.
All
right,
man.
Cool, man. So there probably won't be a show next week.
There will not be a show next week till Saturday.
Till next Saturday.
So give us 9 days.
Yeah, 9 days.
10 days.
If we're going to have our big 100th. It's probably going to be me and Joe only.
Oh, it's going to be just us. So we're going to be doing the same thing.
Seriously. So you guys... That's it, man.
Hit us up, dude. You guys can go to thecomicsyndicate.com. You guys can go to renegaderadionetwork.com.
Thursdays at 7 to 10 p.m. If you guys are on want to listen to stuff, they have great shows too, guys.
You guys can go to wickedradionetwork.com. Mm-hmm. Those guys are fucking awesome. Listen to those shows as well. You guys can go to nerdbong.com. I need to toss up more reviews on both their site and my site.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking be killing myself working, dude.
You gotta do it. All right, guys. All
right, we love doing this, guys. And, yeah, we're gonna fucking rock it out in 10 days. The countdown's on. If you guys liked the new segment, let us know. If you guys hated it, let us know. Fucking just hit us up. We'll fucking shoot the shit with you guys.
Sounds good. All right, guys.
You guys can find my boy, Adam.
Matt the Beaner.
You guys can find me at the number 4, the villain on Twitter. Comic Syndicate, Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. Like our Facebook page.
Yes, and
Amazon it up like a motherfucker, guys.
Nice stuff, guys.
All right, we'll catch you guys in 10 days.
Peace out.
Peace out.